This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders like you tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. My name is Susie Ashworth. I am a single mom of three and author of the Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation and Finally Manifest Your Dream Life. On this show, I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your identity and your reality to create the life that you have been dreaming of, because you are ready to be an infinite receiver. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am excited to be back in your earbuds. And guess what? We have got a whole new microphone set up, which I am very excited about. I, up until now, have been using one of those big arms and my microphone, which is the Rode Podcaster Pro, is really heavy. And so I was always needing to balance like the cord and the mic, and the arm was always falling over. It didn't feel like the vibe. And so I've got myself a desktop stand and I don't need to touch anything. And yeah, this feels more vibey. I love the fact that I don't have to touch anything and it is just here. So now you know logistics, now you know what's going on there. Let's get on with the episode. I am bringing you the third and final part in the Why We Fail series. We've looked at why we fail on a practical note. We've looked at why we fail on a spiritual note. And if you haven't listened to those two episodes, then literally they are the last two episodes, so go and check those out. Today, we're getting into the fun stuff. We are looking at how we succeed. Hello, inevitability ladder. So if you have read my book, Infinite Receiving, I definitely talk about the inevitability ladder. In today's episode, I'm going to go into just a little more detail about how we change our beliefs. And I'm conscious that I don't want this episode to be hours and hours long, because it doesn't need to be. And if I was just looking at this from a practical note, there would be two steps. I would be saying, make a decision and then take massive action in alignment with your decision, full stop. Like, let's go. And actually, I think that a lot of successful people, that's what they will tell you that they did. The reality is I know from my own personal experience that I have made what I thought to be a decision many, many times and have not followed through. And I haven't followed through for all of the reasons that we talked about in the first two episodes. And ultimately, we will act in alignment with the beliefs that we hold about our worthiness, our deservingness, our ability to fulfill on the vision. So, if we are not taking the action, we have to change our beliefs. And this is what this episode is about. So the first step actually does remain the same, whether we're talking about the energetics or we're talking about the practical things. We have to decide. We have to decide that who it is that we are becoming is a non-negotiable. I'm going to say that again, because it's the most important thing. It's not even that the goal is non-negotiable. It is who we are becoming. The person who is capable of achieving and receiving that goal is happening. And maybe the goal shifts. Maybe the goal morphs. Maybe there is something that is infinitely better that is calling you in right now. But until you decide that the person, the human that you are, is becoming something new, is evolving, is moving beyond everything that you have known up until this point, is moving beyond all of the things that you did up until this point in order to create something new, you haven't decided. And when I say it like this, it makes me feel both excited and frustrated. I'm thinking about all of the times, I'm thinking about the moments that I have right now where I have not fully committed to myself and my becoming. And I know that I haven't fully committed to myself and my becoming because I allow myself to get tripped up by the same old things. And so I want to use this cast episode for accountability. This is me saying right here, right now, that I am the type of person who has 10,000 people in her members club, who is selling 10,000 books through her book funnel, is somebody who is making £10 million a year through her business. I am that human, and I am absolutely committed to becoming an energetic match for the person whose reality that is. What are you deciding on today? Tell me. Hit me up in my Instagram. Email me. I want to know who it is that you are taking a non-negotiable stand for. And as I say that, do you know what? It's really funny. I feel some spaciousness in my shoulder blades. It is lighter to commit to going all in on yourself than staying in that contracted, smaller version of who you have been. Secondly, you have to understand that you are going to have to keep making that decision every single day, again and 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 again. How many times? If you are an avid listener, you will have heard me sing again and again and again, lots of times. And I make no apologies for that because this is facts. Me saying it once isn't enough. If we look at the inevitability ladder, we go from it's possible. That is rung number one. When it's possible, we have seen other people in our world, and in our world can be in real life. It can be on the internet. It can be in the books that we read, in the documentaries that we've watched. But we have seen people do extraordinary things. So we know that it is possible. It became possible for so many other human beings the day that we saw Roger Bannister run around the athletics track and do 1 mile in 4 minutes. When he did that, people knew that it was possible. But the next step is for you to claim that possibility for yourself. It is possible for me. I am choosing who it is that I am becoming. But the newsflash is that single solitary choice isn't enough. I'm sorry, I wish that it was. Actually, let me caveat that. It isn't enough 99.999% of the time. 0.0001% of the time, something extraordinary, something catastrophic happens in our life. And in that moment, in a moment of high, high, high emotion, we make a decision about who it is that we are becoming, and there is no turning back. Every single cell in our body feels that decision and understands that there's no dissent. There is no space for dissent by any one singular cell. Everybody is getting on board. Very occasionally that happens. That happened to me in Colombia when I did my cliff jump. I was in such a moment of high emotion that when I decided that I was going to become a seven-figure entrepreneur, there was no deviation from that moment onwards. So for most people, we are not in those high stakes, high drama moments. And so we have to keep reminding ourselves of the decision that we are making. And I want to say that that is easy to say and harder to do. I had the most exquisite conversation, and I won't go into too much detail about it because I will do another whole episode on this about the last time I went into ceremony with mushrooms. And I had such profound downloads. My awareness was so clear, so sharp. But it wasn't until I was having a conversation with my friend today that I remembered some of the commitments that I made to myself during that ceremony. It wasn't until I had the conversation with her that I remembered so many of the most potent and powerful awarenesses that I had about myself, my role, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, all of it. So without that activation point, without having, in this example, somebody to ask me a question that led me on this beautiful tangent of remembering and awareness of my own experience, I'd forgotten it. And this happens all of the time. And so this is why creating daily rituals for you to connect with yourself and your vision and what it is that you're aiming for become so deeply important, because those habits and rituals trigger remembering. And the remembering that we want these habits and rituals to trigger are memories that are going to serve you and your family and your immediate collective in the highest. So it's in the repetition that we start to move up, start to edge our way up onto the second rung of the ladder. We're not there yet. We're certainly on our tiptoes. We've probably lifted up a foot and we are trying to find where the next rung is. So you've decided on what it is that you want. And you understand that you are going to have to keep on deciding until you become the person. Now, what I want to say about the until you become the person, I don't actually mean until you have manifested what it is that you want to create. And the reason that I say that is that when it comes to manifestation, the physical manifestation of the thing, of the experience, of the person, that is always the last thing that we will see. What has to happen first is your energetic alignment and it being done in your energy field. And what happens when you know something is done is it feels different. It feels different within you. And no longer does it feel like you're calling in something from outside of yourself. It feels like it is coming from inside of yourself. It just is. It's like me saying, I am a black woman. It's like me saying, I have three children. It's like me saying, I have a brown sausage dog. I don't have to think about it. It just is. And that's a incredible, incredible moment when you realize that the thing that has felt sticky and stretchy and not quite yours, and like I say, outside of yourself, when you know it's coming from you, that is such an exquisite moment, exquisite feeling. And I want you to savor that feeling. You're still not quite on the second rung of the ladder because of what I'm about to share with you now, but mindset wise, you are there. So you're going to keep on making that decision until you become that person. In the meantime, what is going to support you in becoming that person is step three, which is writing down what it is that you want. Okay, we've decided what we want and we've done that verbally. We've articulated it. We've understood that we need to keep on deciding that we are becoming that human being. And then you are going to write down on paper what it is that you want. Next step is that you're going to write down all of the reasons that it's not possible for you to create what it is that you want to create. Every single one of them, every single reason that you feel embarrassed by, ashamed of, guilty for having, you know, practical, logical, just write down every single reason. And then I want you to ask yourself the question. I want you to look at the first thing that you've written down, the number one reason that you cannot achieve what it is that you want to achieve. And I want you to ask yourself the question, is this true? 99.99999999999% of the time, the answer is going to be, nope, it's not true. It's a story. Nope, it's not true. I'm making it up. Nope, it's not true. I'm just scared. Nope, 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 nope. And then very occasionally, as in like 0.00001 time, the answer is yes, this is true. This is facts. This is categorical. This is true. And guess what?
It doesn't even matter.
It does not even matter, even if it is true.
Why?
Because in our world, we get to choose our reality. And so if this is true, what do I want to be even more true than that? What do I want to create instead of that truth? What do I want to believe instead? These are all variations of the same question. And what you're going to do is just work your way down your list. What is the first reason that you cannot create what it is that you want to create? Is that true? Is it always true? No, it's not always true. Okay, amazing. The reason that that is amazing is because we have created some doubt in our mind, in our psyche. And when we create doubt, we move from being in a fixed mindset about what is possible and what is not possible into a growth mindset where we get to ask ourselves, what if? What if I can create that? What if this is possible for me? And we are edging our way. We're not there yet, but we are edging our way onto the next rung of the inevitability ladder. So you're asking yourself the question, what do I want to believe instead? What do I want to be true instead? And the reason that this is powerful is because a belief is just a thought that we keep on thinking. So change your thoughts and change your beliefs. Then you ask yourself, what would I be doing if I was going to be acting in alignment with that belief? Remember that your behavior always belies your belief. So if I believed that it was possible for me to make £10,000 a month through my business, I would be doing what? If I believed that it was possible for me to sell £10,000 worth of products in my business, £10,000 worth of services in my business in the next 30 days, what would I be doing? I'll tell you one of the things that you would be doing. You would be asking for the sale a lot more than what you are asking for right now. You might be increasing your rates. You might be tracking your money. You might be reaching out to other human beings in your network that you think would be an amazing fit to work with you. If you thought that you were going to increase your revenue in order to demonstrate to the universe energetically that you are a match for that, you would need to be doing money-making activities that create avenues and opportunities for you to be receiving. So for each belief, you want to make sure that you have a new belief that replaces the old one. You get to ask yourself, what would I do? How would I feel? Who would I be seeing? And you want to practice creatively visualizing the future that you want, as opposed to creatively visualizing the future that you don't want. And as you identify what it is that you would be doing and you've written it down, you then get to commit to taking massive action. Massive action in alignment with the desire. Now, how we fail is when we're attached to the result of what that massive action should look like. You've got to detach. You have to detach from the outcome so that you can focus on the being and who it is that you are becoming in a match for what it is that you desire. And as you start taking action in alignment with who it is that you desire to be, you move up the inevitability ladder from it's possible for me to it's probable for me. And when you're in the probable stage, you're still having to decide day after day after day after day after day, again after again after again after again. You are still in the decision mode until one day it feels like you. And on the day that it feels like you, you have moved from it is probable to it is inevitable. It is inevitable that I am able to create my dream life and my dream business because I feel it in every sense. I feel it in every cell. My body was literally hijacked by my positive belief about what it is that I am going to create. And we are in the creation process now, and it feels so good. And for the eagle-eared among you, you'll see that I full circled. I started this talk by saying that if you are a practical person, you are going to resonate with the fact that if you want to create a 10x leap, a 3x, a 4x, a 5x, you're going to need to take massive action. And that gets to be great. That gets to be great. And even with the energetics, you're still taking massive action. You're just combining it with tools to help you reset your mindset. So the things that you desire to create are no longer a dream. They are actually your reality. And this is so exciting and so juicy for me. It is my intention that you listen to the last three episodes regularly. You listen to them before you're about to embark on a new project or a new venture. And you listen to the book during. And you read the book after. Everything that is being shared right now in my mastermind is blowing me away. And I am like imagining the conversations that are going to be had as people tune into this episode. This is a really, really, really important one for you to really take notes on. You're going to win at this by giving yourself permission to want what you want, by giving yourself permission to take massive action, by giving yourself permission to fail and fail forward. None of these paths are particularly inspiring when you're looking at it from the outside in, but for sure, this is a deep part of what we came here for, to remember the magic, to feel the magic and to experience the magic. And I hope that you have had just a little bit of that today. If you have liked this episode, my request is that you share it with just one person. Just copy and paste the share link and pop it into somebody's WhatsApp, pop it into somebody's DMs. Like, let's help get this message out wide and freaking far, because it is such a powerful and potent message. Okay, my friend, it has been stunning talking with you today. And I want to say to you, outside of come and say hi on the gram, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activateinfinitereceiving.